Some of us here have been finding Revelation quite hard. We've been looking at it for 3 weeks now, I think it is. And we're finding it hard, not just in terms of doing what it says, but of understanding what it's saying in the first place. And because it is one of those books, isn't it? Maybe that struck you as we've been looking at the beginning of it. Some bits of the Bible, the accounts of Jesus' life, Paul's letters maybe. We kind of feel like we're on home territory when we're looking at them, don't we? We're used to that kind of writing. Revelation is different. And partly because lots of it is a kind of writing that we don't tend to find today. So narratives and letters, we're used to them. But not this, not what we find in the book of Revelation. Apocalyptic literature, this is called. And it's a kind of literature that is very full of strange images and meaningful numbers. And we know that they symbolise something. The challenge is trying to work out what that is. And so people have been arguing over the book of Revelation for years, and it's tempting, therefore, maybe for us to think, well, if throughout Christian history people have struggled to agree on what this means, what hope have we got of getting anything out of it over these next few weeks together? And I've got to warn you as well, so far we've looked at the easy bit. Go on to lots of church websites, search for sermons on Revelation. You'll find a few on Revelation 1 to 5, not so many on chapter 6 onwards, but that's where we've got to tonight. Because this is where those symbols and those numbers and therefore those arguments really start to kick in. And really what I want to say is please don't give up and please don't panic. Symbols don't have to be a problem, do they? If you're reading a newspaper and you come across the big political cartoon that lots of newspapers have somewhere near the middle, generally you don't find yourself panicking, do you? You think, this is okay. I know what these things mean. The bloke in the morning suit who looks like the fat controller out of Thomas the Tank Engine, that is David Cameron. The guy who looks like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit, that is Ed Miliband. A few years ago in those cartoons, anyone who was wearing Y fronts, everyone knew that was John Major. We know. We don't panic. If you see a bulldog looking really determined, chances are that represents Great Britain, the United Kingdom. An eagle represents the United States. A bear, that's Russia. You see, symbols are fine so long as you know what they mean or where to go to find out what they mean. And with Revelation, we pretty much do. That's the thing I hope we're going to see in the next few weeks. Because almost all of the symbols and the numbers that we're going to see in these next few chapters come from the Old Testament. I think it's true to say, if we knew the books of Ezekiel, Daniel and Zechariah back to front, three Old Testament books, we wouldn't struggle very much with the book of Revelation, not in terms of understanding it. It would make a lot more sense. So the clues are all back there, and that gives us a massive head start in working out what this book is about. But of course, the other reason not to give up is that God really does know what he's doing when he gives us a book like this. Just grab your Bible and turn to page 1233, Revelation chapter 1. And I just want to remind you of Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, which we did look at about 3 weeks ago. This is a golden verse to hang on to over these next few weeks. Page 1233, Revelation 1, verse 3. See what God says. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy. That's talking about the whole book. And blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what's written in it, because the time is near. And it's worth remembering that. Why has God given us this book? Is he testing our intelligence with some clever games? No, he's given it to bless us. It's for our good. And we might not have chosen to have a book like this, but I guess we can be sure, can't we, that God knows what we need, so we can trust him. We don't have to panic. And I know that some of you, I've heard that some of you have started reading Revelation on your own at home, and that is absolutely brilliant. Please keep doing that. And when you get to the end, why not go back to the beginning and start all over again? Because it's amazing how often the Bible starts to seem clearer when we read it more than once. And if you find that bits of it don't make sense as you read it on your own or in church on Sunday, please don't panic. Again, it's often when we really have to work at understanding what a passage is about that is when God is working in us to grow our understanding of what he's saying. Do feel free to email any questions that come up to me. I'd be delighted if you did that. Or use this. You may not know what this is. This is our church question box, and it's fallen into disuse slightly in recent weeks. I checked it this week, and there were two questions inside. One was, what is this box for? The other was, when is brunch? Which was very puzzling. I knew the answer to the first, but not the second. But do feel free to start using this again. I'll make a point of checking it every week and get back to you with any answers. But of course, by far the best thing that we can do in these next few weeks, and the thing that we must always do, mustn't we, when we come to God's Word, is pray and ask Him for His help as we look at it together. And maybe, it may be that if we've fallen into the trap of thinking that we can understand God's Word on our own without His help, it could just be, couldn't it? It's hardly surprising if He's chucked us into the middle of a bit that we're finding quite hard to understand. It could just be that God is reminding us we really do need to pray. And that's what we're going to do now. And you'll see on the service sheet, the next song that we're going to sing immediately before tonight's reading and talk, it's a prayer for us to pray together as we sing. Speak, O Lord. Please speak. As we come to you, let's stand as the music starts and we'll sing.